and withholding his last son from her. But you men fall into fornication, and and I'll tell you what, I've quoted this before just in passing, but it's one of the works of the flesh. And Paul says, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, which is a moral depravity, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, and I should probably give you the word on that, though we will cover this soon. I don't even know what I'm very... I think it had to do... Well, it's like quarrels and, you know, fights of men, you know. I was first, you know, and that sort of thing. Quarreling and emulation. You know, you give place to other people. Just set those things aside. Emulations, you know, envy, fakery, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, false doctrine, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. See, we have been called to walk worthy. We are to walk worthy of God who hath called us to his kingdom. See, if you do these things, if you are the doer of these deeds, as Jesus said, if you don't believe who I am, you will die in your sins. Therefore, if you die in sin, it's because you don't believe in Christ. Not the Christ that I preach, at least. I mean, there are all kinds of Jesuses out there. That's something else that has to be understood. Just because you believe in the name Jesus and some guy who rose from the dead, the doctrine you receive may not be the doctrine that he taught. And if it is not the doctrine that he taught, then your faith is in vain, because heresies are also works of the flesh, and they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. In order to inherit the kingdom of God, you need to receive by faith the word which the Apostle Paul and the other apostles and the prophets have preached, and our Lord. And that is this: walk worthy of the calling in which you have been called. If you don't know how, continue to study with me, and you will learn. Okay, then everyone should, you know, abstain from fornication. Then you could minimize fornication. You know, just do your best. Because my best would probably be, maybe an hour or two a night. Maybe my best would be a little better than that. Maybe just a couple nights a week, right? My best. That's not good enough for God. That's not good enough for God. God doesn't want our best. He wants his righteousness. Everything else is a filthy rag. My best, let's say my best was once every 5 years, I kind of fall into this, sexual sin, fornication. Whatever way you want to think of it, okay? That is filthiness to God. It's unacceptable. God wants us to be sanctified, set apart, different. Not in the lust of concupiscence. Concupiscence is the passion of longing, lust. It's a different word, you know, it's like the lust of seduction. Or, you know what I mean? It's like the words are simple. Well, lust of concupiscence is actually one word in Greek. The lust of, not in, the lust of concupiscence. It's one word. You could just say, not in lust. Or in that passion of desire. It's, you know, a compound word, that kind of thing. Even as the Gentiles who know not God. People who don't know God, what do? They pleasure themselves. Why not? I mean, if you're a human being, what earthly reason would you have for not seeking pleasure? If I didn't believe in God, I'd probably just seek pleasure. What else is there to have from life except to endeavor to have pleasurable things? I mean, you know, it's not unreasonable, that's for sure. Seeking pleasure. I mean, you could say, oh, well, you're not being very considerate of your fellow man, you know. There are a lot of people who don't have pleasure, and how can you have pleasure while other people are suffering? Well, that's a good point. But some people are selfish, right? I know that I can tend to be selfish, but in Christ, it cannot be so. Same thing with everyone else. Look it. We have to be followers of Christ. We need to possess our vessel, which means you need to possess your body sanctified in honor. You dishonor your body. You know, Paul talked about men with men. They dishonor their bodies. You got to hold your body in honor. Can't just give yourself over to the lusts. Can't have a life characterized by lust. I mean, God gave marriage as the, you know, and the thing is, don't look for logical reasons. Like I said, it is okay, according to human sensibilities, to seek pleasure, right? I mean, I think so. But God has set by a different rule. I mean, look at, only God says, I mean, think about what this says. God has appointed us to suffer affliction from the previous chapter. You know that we are appointed to affliction, he said in verse 3 of chapter 3. So we are appointed to affliction. Now, would any human reason or logic bring you to the conclusion, say, you know what, it's good to suffer. I want to suffer. I mean, it's not logical. Suffering is not good. I mean, there are ways you could come at it. You could say, well, it would work certain things in the human being to suffer certain things. But everyone universally looks on the suffering of human beings as being evil. I mean, I look at it that way. When I see children in these far-flung countries being abused, it's evil. And God sends, and I expect God to send evil at me to make me better, okay? And so sometimes he declares things, like, look at, eating is necessary for life. But